Yo, it's Timbo Slice here, and today we got
DJ Jake Reed.
And this is Pinskin Perspectives, and today we're going to be talking about, oh my God, today we're going to be talking about,
you don't even remember?
No, I remember, listen.
Today we're going to be talking about who we think going to win their conference in the NFL, and who we think going to make it to the playoffs, and who going to make a long run in the playoffs. Definitely. So basically, that's a summary of what this podcast is going to be about
for sure
today.
Well, we got the teams pulled up right here.
So we got the teams. We got AFC. So The teams, we'll name the teams in the AFC. We got the Bengals, Browns, Colts, Steelers in the AFC North. AFC South, Cowboys, Texans, Saints, and the Titans. Ooh, almost forgot. Ooh, wait. And then AFC East, the Buffalo Bills, Patriots, New York Giants, and then the New York Jets. AFC West. We still got to finish.
Oh.
See, you loafing. You got the Raiders, the Chargers, San Fran, the 49ers, and then the Seahawks.
Okay.
Now
we got the NFC North. NFC North, we got the Chicago Bears, the Lions, the Packers, and the Vikings. The NFC South, we got the Falcons, the Dolphins, the Jaguars, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The NFC East, we have the Ravens, oh my God, Panthers, Eagles, and Redskins. That ain't gonna lie.
The Commanders.
I'm sorry. I don't know why they changed their name. NFC West, we got the Cardinals, the Broncos, the Chiefs, and the Rams.
All right, so before we even start,
which one do you think
got the better conference?
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
Who got the better conference, AFC or NFC? I got NFC.
NFC definitely got better conferences. Like,
I feel like it's a lot more competition.
The NFC North.
You got the Rams, you got the Chiefs, Ravens, Eagles, Commanders. Then you got Miami, Lions, Vikings. That's
eight teams right there.
I think who got the best division though? I ain't gonna lie. The NFC North probably got the best division.
NFC North.
Think about it.
It's not crazy to say because the Packers is nice.
Yeah.
And the Bears is not bad.
They're getting better. They got the Lions and they got the Vikings.
They not bad.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's a lot of teams that got that many type of.
I feel like if the Vikings get a solid quarterback run, that can be nice. I feel like that's what's throwing them off their quarterback situations. But other than that, they got everything that they really need. They just need a quarterback for real.
Definitely. I don't know. I definitely think NFC North definitely got the better teams just because.
Or NFC East.
NFC East.
Only thing throwing them off is the Panthers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, wait a minute. Because
you got the Ravens, you got the Eagles, and you got the Commanders.
But, like the Panthers is a big fall off.
It is. That's a big fall off. The Broncos is not bad. The Rams is not bad. The Cardinals is throwing it off.
But at the same time, because NFC East do got the Commanders. So
But it's the Panthers that's throwing it off. Like, the worst team in the NFC North is still not bad, which is the Bears. Or even the Vikings. It might be the Vikings. It's either the Bears or the Vikings. But both of them teams are not bad.
At all.
So I got NFC North.
Yeah, for sure.
NFC South is not bad either.
Nah.
And whole time, we sleeping on NFC West. I mean, AFC West.
AFC West? Let me see. Okay. Yeah.
We sleeping.
Yeah.
We sleeping.
Yeah.
We sleeping.
Might be.
You feel me? So, it's a lot of good conferences out here for me.
And no, I think AFC North is good, too, though. Low key.
AFC North is good.
Low key.
Coach, but yeah, the Browns, the Browns are smooth. Browns are smooth.
All right.
And the Steelers going to be smooth.
Who you think gonna have a surprise run this year?
A surprising run?
Yeah.
Browns. I got the Browns having a surprising run. Or I feel like let me see, the Falcons.
The Falcons? I don't know.
Or the Packers. I feel like the Packers gonna do better this year.
But they already did good. They did pretty good last year.
I feel like anybody gonna expect them to make.
You know who I think? Patriots.
Patriots, that's not crazy.
The Patriots, I'm serious.
I don't know about the pick.
I'm serious.
I don't know about the Patriots.
I'm serious. They got some couple little pickups.
I don't know about the Patriots.
They got a couple little pickups.
They good. But it's like, it's the NFL, bro. Anybody can sneak up and do good. So it don't matter what team you is. Like, it's the NFL, bro. Anybody can sneak up and do good.
For sure. I got the Rams. I got the, we already know I got the Ravens winning the whole thing.
You got the Ravens winning the whole?
For sure. 100%.
Going to the Super Bowl?
For sure. I'm not.
I want them to go, bro.
They're not choking this year. I'm not going.
It's like, I want them to go, bro, but I just can't pick them to go. Like, because every time I pick them to go, they sell me. So I can't pick them to go.
I think they got it this year. I don't think. He can't not get it this year.
Bro, I feel like
his legacy, Lamar Jackson's legacy, is going to be messed up if he doesn't get it this year.
Not really. I mean, yes. It's already not really. Because
he choked every year. Like, you were choking master.
But it's not his fault, though. Like, it don't be his fault every year. See, for me, it's like, how do you?
It's a team effort.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, it's a team effort. But like,
He should have won MVP last year as well.
Yeah, he should have won last year.
I don't know why they gave it. I don't know why they just tried. They wasn't trying to have a three-peat.
But Mark Andrews want to drop the game winning touchdown.
Yeah,
or the game to the touchdown.
I don't want to talk about it.
It was a rough time, man. It's a rough time. And then the Lions on the sale.
Oh, don't even get me started on the Lions. Oh, my. Don't even get me started on the Lions. I had faith.
Just for the Chiefs to go to the Super Bowl and
literally, like, I feel
do
like
nothing.
They literally just go sneak up there every year. Like,
every year, bro.
They just randomly get there. I don't know. They have to do decent. They just randomly be in Super Bowl.
You know what I'm saying, bro? But, like, I feel like I don't want, like, it's like, I feel like it's getting to a point, like, where I want to see new teams in the Super Bowl. Like, the Chiefs is good. But, like, I feel like we need to see new teams in the Super Bowl. So, I don't want the Chiefs to go to the Super Bowl. Just for the simple fact, I'm not here. Just for the simple fact, I want to see new teams in the Super Bowl. So, like, we've been seeing the same team for the past 10 years, bro.
Man.
So, it's like.
Since Tom Brady.
Yeah, like, it's been a repeat of everybody, bro. So, I'm like, at this point, can we get some new teams in rotation?
I don't know. Maybe it just felt different. Because when Tom Brady was going back, it was different.
Nah, for real. Because Tom Brady was actually like,
he was playing different teams.
Yeah, he was playing different teams every year, and it was always like a good competition game.
It would come down to the wire.
Yes, it would come down to the wire every time. Now it's either hit or miss.
No, it's either they lose or they come back at the end every time. Like, it's like, it's predicted. Like, we already know what's gonna happen.
But now it's like, it's either a blowout or it's like it'll be a one or two touchdown game.
Man,
like. So who you got? All right, who you got winning it all? You said the Ravens,
for sure. I don't think Eagles are doing a repeat. They lost a lot of players. They lost a lot.
But they got a lot of defensive players that stepped up.
But you know who they picked up? Ravens picked up Jair Alexander. Like, that team is nice. Like, that secondary is nice.
They secondary is nice.
Kyle Hamilton.
I feel like.
That's what I said. He got to win this year. His defense is way too nice.
But that defense was nice last year.
But it's way. You got Jair Alexander. Like,
bro.
That's one of the best corners in the league.
They got D-Hop. I forgot they got D-Hop still.
Like, Marlon Humphrey. Kyle Hamilton nice.
He nice.
The linebackers, they still got. Oh, man. Like,
they got Roquan.
They got some awesome players.
I got the Lions winning this year.
You think so? It's crazy that we even saying this. I thought the Lions would never be good.
Never. I didn't ever think we was going to get to the point where the Lions would be back in the Super Bowl competition.
When does Washington come back?
Who?
David Montgomery.
I think he out like half the season, I think.
Yeah, that's going to be a big issue. See how he come back off that ACL injury.
But you know, Jahmyr Gibbs got it. Yeah. Well, he Sonic or Knuckles? Which one is him? I think
he's Sonic.
Sonic. I mean, Sonic got it. You feel me?
Well, we're going to see.
I got
it. Oh, I ain't gonna lie. If they would have had Henderson, they would have won last year. Oh, I'm trying to tell you.
I don't say, bro. Like, that's.
They missed some.
Their defense is nice, bro.
They didn't even have a full defense. Like,
and we got to think, when they played their last game, they had so many people out with injuries.
Man.
So. Imagine without all them injuries, what would have happened if they would have had their whole team?
I really got no problem with Lions winning. I don't have no problem with Lions
winning.
I'm going to be honest. I don't want to see Chiefs win.
I don't want the Chiefs to win.
I'm going to keep it
on. And that's not even hating.
It's not even trying to hate. It's just
not hating.
It's like, oh, man. Like,
One thing I know who ain't gonna win. I know who ain't gonna win.
Who?
The Colts.
Don't even give me this coach.
I'm just gonna leave
coach. I ain't gonna lie. Coach ain't gonna be good no time soon.
We're gonna leave the Colts where the Colts at.
Yeah, coach ain't gonna be good no time
soon. I'm a Colts fan, but.
I'm sorry, Indiana.
I'm a sorry, Indiana fan, man.
I'm sorry.
I gotta be real.
Coach
man.
Not. We're coach not even. We're not even talking about the Colts. It's the Colts.
Yeah. All right. So, who you think gonna make the playoffs? How many teams did from East Division? Like eight.
I think
eight.
Pretty sure, yeah, eight.
All right. So you got to pick eight teams from East Division.
Okay.
So who you think gonna make the playoffs?
49ers.
Okay.
Bills.
Okay.
Steelers.
Okay.
Jets.
Okay. Jets. Wait. What you talking about?
Wait.
What you talking
How many
about?
Was that? How many was that?
49ers, Bills. You said 49ers, Bills, Steelers, and then you said the Jets. Okay. That's four.
Yeah. Okay. Browns. I can't figure out them.
Browns. It's not a crazy pool.
Bengals. I can't figure out them.
Bengals. It's not a crazy. That's a good pick.
Chargers. And I'm tripping. Wait a minute. I'm not really looking for real. Okay, take out the Jets, put the Texans in.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can put the Cowboys in.
Okay, that's eight.
Yeah, I'm like.
So you got Bengals, Browns, Steelers, Cowboys, Texans, Bills, Chargers, 49ers. Who did I miss? Was that all eight? I think that was all eight.
And right, well, I didn't say Raiders.
You didn't say Raiders.
Yeah.
All right, me. I'm gonna go Bengals, Browns, Steelers, Texans, Bills, Raiders, Chargers, 49ers.
No Cowboys?
I don't got the Cowboys. But like, the Cowboys choke every year.
But you said who gonna make the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
They gonna make the playoffs.
They
just picked up George Pickens.
Bro, but they still choke. But they choke. But you know this, bro. Like, it's the Cowboys.
They
just lost Michael Parsons.
Well, we don't know yet. They might pay him.
They finna lose Michael Parsons.
If they lose him, that might.
And Michael Parsons said he want to go to the Steelers.
He want to go to Steelers? They trying to squeeze over there.
Yeah.
And T.J. Watt? Oh, my Lord. Like,
but are they going to be able to pay T.J. Watt and Michael Parsons?
Nah, I feel like T.J. Watt might take a pay cut if he needs to.
Nah, he done already got paid.
Okay.
Why would he take a pay cut? All right, now NFC. Let me go first. I got Lions, Packers, Ravens, Eagles, Commanders, Chiefs. I'm gonna go Rams. And then I'm gonna have to throw the Dolphins in there.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to throw the Dolphins in there.
So we're gonna do Did
you about to say the Bears?
I'm gonna say a whole little group. NFC North, the whole NFC North gonna make it. NFC North, I got the Bears, Lions, Packers, and the Vikings. I'm gonna go ahead and pick the that's four. Ravens, Eagles,
six.
Chiefs. Wait. How many is that?
That's seven. Y'all one more.
I know I'm going to put the Commanders in there, so that's eight. But I don't know if I can leave out the Broncos. The Broncos is nice.
I ain't lying. Putting the Bears in there is criminal.
Bears, I'm trying to say Bears going to be nice, though.
Putting the Bears in there is criminal.
I'm trying to tell you. I got to see. Like,
bro, they not playoff nice yet, though, bro. Give them another year or two game, then I got them in a playoff conversation.
I think they can win 10 games, 10, 11, 12 games.
Bro, I don't got them doing that just yet. I got at least. I got to win
if
it.
If I do take out the Bears, I'm going with the Broncos, though.
I got to win it in at least seven, though.
So, it'd probably be, okay, man, if I'm putting like that. Lions, Green Bay, Vikings, Commanders, Eagles, Ravens, Chiefs, and Broncos.
That's not crazy.
That's not.
I feel like putting
you can really switch out the Broncos and the Bears. I'm trying to tell you.
Bro,
Trying to tell you, Broncos and the Bears can get switched out.
Think, bro. Like,
they can get switched out.
I don't got them winning 10 this year, bro.
I don't know. In Green Bay, I don't know what they're going to do either. I don't know what they're going to do either.
Nah, Green Bay going to be nice. I got them in slick nice.
Who wait, who your quarterback?
Jordan Love.
Hmm. Yeah.
He had a nice year last year.
Yeah.
I got them being nice.
Yeah. I'm not worried about no Rams. I'm not worried about no Jaguars. I'm not worried about no Falcons. I'm not worried about no Cardinals.
That's a crazy pool. No one's scared of the Bears, bro. No one is fearing the Bears.
Not right now. I think
in the next 2 years.
No. Like, you got to give it the time. You got to give it time.
And the time is not now.
Time is definitely now. You got to think about like this. The Bears, they got some key pieces they picked up. Like, their wide receiver room is nice. Their defense is nice. And Caleb Williams, I feel like he's going to have like a great season this year.
I got to win.
And they got a new head coach, too.
I got to win in at least
seven. Ben Johnson finna go crazy.
I got them at least seven.
Seven games?
No more than 9.
I got them more than 7 for sure.
I got no more than 9.
Like they can beat the Colts. They can beat the Browns. They can beat the Titans.
Did they beat the Browns?
Huh?
You think they beat the Browns?
Listen. Let me finish.
Oh my!
They can beat the Colts. They can beat the Browns. My. They can beat the Cowboys. They can beat the Saints.
You got them beating the. All right.
They can beat the
all
Titans.
All right. Let's stop this. You just said you got them beating the Browns and the Cowboys. What are we talking about right now?
Listen.
You have the Bears beating the Cowboys and the Browns?
Listen. They can beat
CeeDee Lamb, George Pickens.
I'm going to tell you every team they can really beat.
Dak Prescott.
Let me tell you what team they can beat.
Trayvon Diggs. What are we talking about?
Listen. Browns. Colts. Cowboys. Saints. Titans. Patriots, New York Giants, New York Jets. They can beat the Raiders. They can beat the Seahawks. The 49ers and the Chargers are iffy. I don't know.
Oh my God. Stop it.
I don't know. Falcons, they can whoop them. Dolphins, they can get whooped. Jaguars.
Stop it.
They can have a game with Vikings. Lions is crazy.
We done.
Packers, they can whoop the Packers. They can beat the Packers.
Are you cool?
They can beat the Packers.
We're done. And that'll be all for us on this podcast today. Here he's tripping. I don't know what he got going
what
on,
you
but
mean?
But we will catch y'all on the next one.
What?
Peace.
What? Peace.